broadcasting to the Cape Breton Regional Municipality.
The Coast 89.7. Timeless hits, East Coast favorites.
So I took my hair up under my hat, and I went in to ask him why. He said, "You look like a fine, upstanding young man. I think you do." So I took off my hat, I said, "Imagine that, me working for you." Whoa.
Sign, sign, everywhere a sign,
blocking out the scenery,
breaking my mind.
Do this, don't do that, can't you read? Shot on sight. So I jumped on the fence and I yelled at the house, "Hey, what gives you the right to put up a fence to keep me out or to keep Mother Nature in? If God was here, he'd tell you to your face, man, you're some kind of sinner."
Sign, sign, everywhere a sign,
blocking out the scenery,
breaking my mind.
Do this, don't do that, can't you read?
A shirt and tie to get a seat. You can't even watch, no, you can't eat.
You ain't supposed to be. Sign said you got to have a membership card to get inside.
Die. It was quite a sight coming out of the night. I was freaking cold and rolled on. I swore at the time that the thin white line would lead me back to my swan. Oh, I was wrong. Now this song is a song of a broken heart. It makes me sad because all that I had was love for that girl from the start. I'm rocking.
Coast 89.7, Minglewood, Rockin' the Blues. And I told you I'm picking all the songs today. That's my favorite Minglewood song. So I thought, okay, I have to play that. And actually, a little bit later, I'm going to reveal my personal favorite song of all time. It is coming up at the end of the show. And you're never going to guess what that was or is. But you'll be surprised. Lionel Sewell, good to see you, my friend. Lionel Sewell is actually in the studio here. Lionel was our production manager for many years at CJCB, and I've learned so much stuff with Adobe and all that other stuff and software. It's good to see you from North Sydney.
I just want to let the people know, Phyllis.
Yeah.
You and I worked virtually side by side for 42 years.
All right. I know.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. I carried you all the way.
You did, too. So. Good thing somebody did.
Lionel was there in the good times and the bad times, actually.
Humpty Dumpty.
It was actually great to work with, and did all the voices as far as production on that commercials. It was Lionel Sewell. I've had so many people over the years work at CJCB, and through the years got to be a very good friend. With
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up on the inside, Mr. Phil Thompson.
There's a gentleman by the name of Jay Bedford, worked in CJCB for many, many years, and I managed to track him down. So we're going to call Jay right now, find out what Jay is up to.
Good morning, Phil Thompson.
Good morning, the tall, thin man with the country plan.
It's funny. One of the fellows that you and I used to work with, Lionel Sewell, I was on the phone with Lionel recently. And Lionel, of course, said the same thing. He said, "Hey, the thin man with the music plan." And I said, "No, I'm the fat man with Spotify."
Oh, life has changed, Jay. Jay Bedford is with me this morning. And good to have you along, Jay. It's been a long time since we talked. And you're a guy that, of course, has been influenced me quite a bit in my early days of radio. Because I'm going to take you back a few years on this one. When I was a teenager, you were doing the afternoon drive show on CJFX radio, Antigonish, right?
Yes, and I do remember that well, even though it was many, many years ago.
So they would do, I think you do it like the rock shift. It was an afternoon, and then they would break for, I believe it was a Celtic music show. And then they came back with rock music in the evening as well, right?
Yeah, I worked a split shift. I worked from 3 to 5 in the afternoon doing sort of a top 40 type show. And then I came back in the evening between 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock, and I did more of a nighttime rock and roll American-style radio show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Remember that very well. One of the guys that really influenced me a lot listening to you over the years. And then I get a chance to work with you back in the 70s, 76, when I first arrived at CJCB. You were there. And you were doing the country show, which was formerly Roach's Ranch. Freeman Roach had that show. And then you took over the afternoon shift, which is a long shift, too. You were on like noon to six.
Yes, it was noon to six, so 6 hours a day. And Norris had us working 6 days a week. So I worked noon to six, Monday right through until Saturday. And you may recall back then, remote broadcasts were such a major part of the radio industry and the advertising marketing side of the business. And I was averaging 105 to 110 remotes a year, which meant all of that, you know, packing up all that equipment and going on location and preparing in advance. So even though I was on location for 6 hours, it was like 2 hours of prep before I went out, and an hour or two of of putting equipment away at the end of the day.
No,
so yeah, made for a long day. There's no doubt about it. Yeah,
it was a major production because of that time. Yeah, you're right. We had to pack up all the gear and take the turntables and the cart machines and all the carts and everything with you on remote, which was a lot of work.
You know, in preparation for this phone call, you know, you contacted me recently and said, would I be up for a phone call? And I said, yeah, I really look forward to talking to you. It's interesting, you know, when you talk about friendship, you know, friendship especially forged in the radio business, even if you haven't talked to somebody for a long period of time, you and I haven't chatted for quite a while, you know, once you start talking again, it's like the time just disappears completely. I arrived on Cape Breton Island in 1971. You arrived in 1976. And as I reflect back, there are a lot of similarities in our life. There are a lot of differences in our life. I don't think either of us expected to stay on Cape Breton Island. I think we probably thought of it as a stepping stone to another position in the industry. I expected to, go back to maybe to Montreal. Maybe you expected to join your brother in Kingston, Ontario, or something like that. But we both fell in love with the island. We fell in love with the people, the scenery, the lifestyle. We both married Cape Breton women. You're still married to Pam, a really, really nice lady. And, of course, Pauline and I were married for 22 years. And as a matter of fact, she and I are still the very best of friends, even though we're divorced. And she's here in Calgary today, as a matter of fact, visiting with my son, one of my sons.
Wow. Well, say hello to Pauline, because I remember you and I and Pauline and Pam getting together for a lot of different things, heading out to a few events. One of them in particular, I have to remember this, was the Dominion Legion for Finnegan. We went out there one night, and Jimmy Flynn and his partner, I think it was Peter Stoney.
Peter Stoney.
They were at the Dominion Legion. So Pauline and yourself and Pam and I went out, and I'll tell you, it was the greatest night. It was so funny. It was just incredibly funny. It was a great time.
Jim Flynn, of course, is a funny man. Peter Stoney was more of the musician that made up the duo. But I mean, between the music and the comedy, yeah, the night just flew by. There's no doubt about it.
Oh,
and
yeah,
we did double date quite a few times. There's no doubt.
A lot of fun back then. I mean, radio was, when you look at it, Jay, radio had so much freedom back then. People, you know, the big industry stayed out of it. We were independently owned. It was a lot of freedom to do anything you wanted. As long as it was creative and it was in good intention to do it, then go ahead, right?
Well, you know, you in particular have come full circle, starting at CJCB and ending up at the Coast. My reference here is, you know, we both got our grounding working for a full-service radio station, a radio station that was locally owned and also community-oriented. Norris loved radio. He wasn't in it for the money. He loved broadcasting.
Yeah.
The station had the second largest newsroom in Atlantic Canada.
Oh, yeah.
Only VOCM Radio in St. John's had a larger newsroom. So the station, you know, we had about 45 employees when you and I were working there. And, I mean, it was, and now you're back working for a community radio station that is also a full-service radio station, providing a variety of music and lots of commentary and of course, good newscasting as well. So you've come full circle. You really have. Whereas, you know, so many other radio stations and so many other people in the industry have ended up working for an organization that only cared about the money or only cared about one style of radio. They did not provide a full service format. You've been lucky. I've been lucky, you know.
Yeah.
Both of us have had health scares.
Yep.
I had heart surgery just 5 months ago. Both of us married Cape Breton women. Both of us fell in love with Cape Breton Island and didn't expect to originally, if I can say that out loud.
No, that's true. I came here as a summer employment. It was a summer employment job. And they told me they would give me 6 weeks probation, see how things went, and then I had received a notice from Loyalist College that I had to register for the second semester, and I remember going to Fred Denny and saying, listen, I think I'm maybe going back to college. And he said, what are you talking about? No, No, you're going to stay. I mean, you have a job, full-time job now, so this is permanent. So, and that's how it started. I mean, it was supposed to be a summer fill-in position at first.
Yeah, I do remember that. Yep. Excuse me. And I do remember, I think it probably would have been 1977 after Brother Jake left. When you think of the daytime broadcasting, nighttime broadcasting back then on Kibbrecon Island, I mean, CJCB was by far the foremost leader in terms of radio on the island. You know, you had Fred playing easy listening music in the afternoon. I was playing all the best of country in the afternoon. I'm sorry, Fred in the morning. I was playing all the best in country in the afternoon, and you were coming along at nighttime playing all the rock and roll and keeping the kids happy. And,
yeah.
You know, it was the best of all three worlds. It really was.
It was a real treat. And the fact when I first started at CJCB, I was doing what they call a swing shift. So I did Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday afternoon, and then two all-night shows Monday, Tuesday. So my days off were Wednesday and Thursday, which was a real learning curve and actually a good learning curve because I got to do not only evenings but also daytime as well, which was really different for someone who just, you know, breaking into the industry. So a real training ground to do that shift. I was so grateful to have that.
Well, interesting, too, when you think about it, so many of our friends, our compadres in the radio business have been displaced by the radio business. In other words, they were, you know, downsized or that the format changed or whatever the reason was that they ended up leaving the business or being kicked out of the business. You and I never had that problem. We were always employed right through to the end, and you're still going strong. I was 52 years in the business in total, and you're now celebrating 50 years.
Yep.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
And so I challenge you. You got to stay around for two more years so you can match my record.
I don't know. I mean, you've done so well in this business. You've been around in different markets. And that's the thing that you have the experience of doing that. I haven't. I stayed in the market, which is really different for radio back then because of very transient business. People moved around a lot from station to station over the years. But it's been a wonderful ride, I have to say that. And I'm going to plan to continue to stay as long as I'm healthy and able to do this. I'll be still here at the Coast Radio. But, Jay, I wanted to call you and say it's good to hear that you're still here and you're still around. And people do remember Jay Bedford in this market because it's been many, many years since you've been here. But they do remember that name, and certainly a name that that goes a long way in the radio industry at from CJCB over the years. And I want to say good for you. And the fact that you should tell everybody where you are now, like, where are you?
Okay, well, I was 52 years in the business. 42 of those 52 I spent on Kibbrecon Island. There was a 10-year span where I traveled around to other radio stations and so forth. basically, I have two. You have a son and a daughter, of course. You and Pam mm-hmm. have a son and a daughter.
Yep.
I've got two sons. I have a 52-year-old son who lives in New Brunswick, and I have a 37-year-old son who lives here in Calgary, Alberta. He is in the radio business, and when I retired in 2020, he convinced me to move to Calgary. So I moved here to Calgary in August of 2020, and I'm enjoying life. Don't get me wrong; I'm retired and all that kind of thing. It was interesting that I still have an incredibly deep love for Kibbrecon Island and the people of Kibbrecon, but at the same time, I must say that I'm rather infatuated with Calgary, Alberta. This is a beautiful, very vibrant city with incredible public transit, which I use because I don't drive anymore, and then the most extensive pathways of walking trails and biking trails of any city in North America. So yes, I still have this deep-seated love for Kibbrecon Island, but I am happy here in Calgary as well. So yeah, it's been a bit of a ride, and I'm still healthy and still happy. I, by the way, am the vice president of the local community association, so I'm still very, very much involved with being as busy as I can be on a choice basis. I'm a volunteer, so I work as much as I want, as often as I want, or I can take the time off as well. So I keep busy, and I think that's important at my age. I am, by the way, 76 years of age, so I'm not a spring chicken anymore.
The advantage of being a senior, not only all those discounts, but you get to do anything you want to do, really.
Isn't that the truth? Yeah. I I'm not too sure. I think you're in your late 60s.
70, actually. I'm 70.
Okay, so, yeah. I knew you were younger than I. Wasn't too sure how much younger.
Yep.
But, you know, I'm enjoying this conversation. And please, it's been years since I had the opportunity. Please pass along my greetings to Pam. Such a nice lady. Such a lovely lady.
Yeah, she put up with a lot over the years, so...
Well, I was going to say that, but I didn't think it would be diplomatically correct for me to make mention of that. But,
you're too kind.
Yeah, she's put up with you. There's no doubt about it.
Jay, thanks for the conversation today. And listen, take care of yourselves. And I know we'll be talking again soon. So take care. And really, really good to talk to you.
Okay, big greetings to pass along to you because of your 50th. And also, please say hello to Bill McNeil and Rose on my behalf. Something you may or may not be aware of, when the Coast first started as a one-month-at-a-time 50-watt radio station, I was doing some work for Bill back at that point in time. So I guess I could say I've come full circle as well.
Wow. He's done a lot of work, certainly, with this radio station over the years. But thanks for today, Jay, and all the best to you.
Thank you so much, Phil. I thoroughly enjoyed this conversation, and I hope that we can chat again in the near future.
Paint days start tomorrow at your local Home Hardware and Home Building Center. Save up to 40% off Beauty Tone paint and stain, 7 days only. Save 40% off Canadian-made Beauty Tone Pure interior paint. Beauty Tone Pure is a paint and a high-hide primer in one. Paint days start tomorrow. Save up to 40% at Woodland Building Center in Glace Bay, McCrae's Home Hardware in North Sydney, Gillis Home Building Center, Sydney River, Wilson's Home Hardware in Sydney, and Waterford Home Building Center, New Waterford.
May is car month. Take the time to get your car tuned up after the long, cold winter so it's good and ready for your summer road trips. This from J.J. Barrington Limited, the premier auto body shop in Sydney, known for high-quality repairs, expert auto body technicians, and customer-first approach.
Middays on the Coast are brought to you by Roger Burns Real Estate Limited.
As realtors, we don't just help people find homes. We help them find their place in thriving communities. Call me at 902-564-4447. And remember, if my sign is on your lawn, you're moving.
It's Charles Barkley with Wayfair. It's outdoor season, and my patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. Patio seating, umbrellas, and grills. All delivered fast and easy. Shop Wayfair.ca now.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I'm Bill Bradley, and we're having a big celebration here at the Coast 89.7 as we congratulate our very own Phil Thompson on achieving 50 years in broadcasting. It's a party, and you're invited. Tune in all day today or drop by the station at 170 George Street, Sydney from 1 till 4 as we honor Phil Thompson and his half a century of broadcasting. There's going to be special guests, cake, coffee, and tea. Join us today and help us celebrate the historic career of Phil Thompson.
10:31 here at the Coast, back 50th anniversary show. I'm very happy to have in-house, and it must be an important event if the mayor shows up. So, Cecil Clark, welcome to the Coast.
Hey, well, thank you so much, Phil. It's an important event because we've got such an important milestone for a great citizen, and I'm glad to be here on behalf of all the residents of the Cape Breton Regional Municipality, and to do this as an official conferral on behalf of the citizens. So from weekend swing shift host at CJCB in 1976 to one of Cape Breton's most familiar, trusted, and enduring voices woven into the daily lives of listeners at home, at work, and on the road, Phil Thompson has done far more than entertain. Through his work at CJCB, the Cape 94.9, Max 98.3 FM, and the Coast 89.7, he has lent his voice and heart to community fundraisers, charitable causes, concerts, and countless live broadcasts, including a marathon 54-hour on-air fundraiser in 1979 that raised more than $16,000 for the United Way, and that was a lot of money back in 79. While continuing a lifetime of service as a mentor, community builder, and proud member of the Sydney Sunrise Rotary Club. In recognition of his 50 years on air, his immeasurable contributions to broadcasting, and lasting voice, he has been given to the spirit, stories, and people of Cape Breton. I, Mayor Cecil P. Clark, do hereby bestow the key of the municipality to Phil Thompson. So
this will open any door?
Any door you want.
Oh, wow.
I can actually present you and bestow to you and confer on behalf of the Cape Breton Regional Municipality your ceremonial key.
Well, thank you so much, Cecil. This is a special honor, and I knew there were going to be some surprises, but this this is definitely a big surprise, and I appreciate it so much. You know, over the years, got to meet so many different people doing different events and fundraising and being a part of the community, and it's been a special part of this community that everyone has welcomed me into since 1976. So thank you again so much on behalf of myself and my family.
Well, listen, you've opened so many doors for so many with their careers, and you've continued to have an open door policy with everything, as I say, as a mentor and builder within our community. So again, on behalf of all citizens, I think it's more than a deserving. And again, it's for broadcasting excellence. You'll note as the engraving is there for Phil Thompson this month, and no better and fitting occasion than this. So congratulations, Phil.
Wow. Really heartfelt. Thank you so, so much. I really appreciate that. Thank you. Cecil Clark here from CBRM. We'll be back right after this.
Phil Thompson, 50 years in radio. Hi, I'm Don Sharp, and I've worked with Phil for a very long time. A darn good friend, a mentor. I learned a lot from Phil over the years. We had a lot of fun. We had a lot of times that weren't so fun, but for the most part, it was great. I mean, when you think about it, not many people who enter this business last 50 years. It's a rarity. And the people that do all have one thing in common. They have a drive, a passion for the business, integrity, and, you know, it's in the blood, more or less. They have a lot of fun each and every day. Now, you know, not every show is a great one. Not everyone is happy at the end of their shift, but, you know, we do have some times that we have a lot of fun and say a lot of great things on the air. And when we do have a good shift, it makes you come back the next day and want to do it again. And Phil's been doing that for 50 years. And I know that he still has some gas in the tank, and there's a few more years yet to come. Phil, listen, buddy, happy 50th. 50 years in radio. Congratulations from me and everybody here at New Country 103.5.
Shopping for a new ride? Then choose Mazda. You would be choosing the most awarded brand in Canada ever. You'd also be choosing Consumer Reports' safest brand for 2026. And the only brand confident enough to back its vehicles with a 5-year unlimited kilometer warranty so you can drive as much or as far as you want. We've got you covered. For May, enjoy unlimited kilometer warranty, financing from 0.99%, plus event cash up to $5,000. Discover the more to Mazda 3, the sporty compact CX-30, the redesigned midsize CX-5, or the full-size CX-70 and the 7-passenger CX-90. Test drive yours today, only at Sydney Mazda.
When it comes to roofing, Celtic Metal Roofing and Siding has you covered. Celtic Metal Roofing and Siding is a local company with a focus on customer service and quality. Celtic Metal Roofing and Siding is manufactured in Nova Scotia and is 100% recyclable, available in a wide range of colors, and has a 40-year warranty. The last roof you'll ever need is at Celtic Metal Roofing and Siding. Check out their Facebook page for more information or call 902-202-4244.
Is it time to sell your home? Do you need a larger space or scale down for retirement? A Nova Scotia realtor is here to help you get the best price for your home because a realtor has access to the multiple listing service system. The MLS system gives your realtor the ability to list your home where more potential buyers will see it. Sell your home with a local realtor, protecting you.
The ECMAs are coming May 20th to 24th, and Cape Breton musicians are nominated. Here's an ECMA artist profile for Nick McDonald, presented by Mayor and Council of the Cape Breton Regional Municipality.
Hi, I'm Mayor Cecil Clark. Welcome to ECMA Week. To all the East Coast Music Award nominees, congratulations. Your songs, stories, and performances bring people together and shine a spotlight on the creativity that makes Atlantic Canada so special. Music has always been part of who we are here on Cape Breton Island, and we look forward to celebrating a fantastic ECMA Week together. For all things municipal, visit cbrm.ns.ca.
Nick McDonald hails from Sydney Mines, a multi-instrumentalist who creates diverse and collaborative music. He specializes in guitar and bass, and styles like rock, blues, and experimental. McDonald has worked as stage and event management as well as festival coordination with several events, including Halifax Jazz Festival, East Coast Music Awards, Nova Scotia Music Week, Blueberry Jam, Atlantic Festivals of Music, and Acoustic Roots. He was the 2023 Music Nova Scotia Emerging Industry Professional of the Year, and he is currently nominated for 2026 ECMA Artist Management of the Year.
This Coast Weather Update presented by Ideal Towing and Recovery. Need a tow? Call Ideal Towing at 919-9999. Ideal Towing and Recovery, with both tow truck and flatbed services available. When it's your choice, call Ideal Towing 919-9999. At your service 24 hours a day.
1039, almost forgot the weather. Mix of sun and cloud today, chance of showers. Clear tonight, low 4, mix of sun and cloud tomorrow, with a high near 15 and cooler along parts of the coast. Periods of rain Friday, high of 8, currently 8 degrees here in CBRM. Over the years, I got to do many, many commercials. And for about 30, 40 years, if you heard a promo for a concert or event coming up, it was probably my voice, because I took a real love to doing promos and commercials. And it's a real art form. You hear the 30 seconds or 60 seconds and you think, well, it didn't take much to do that. Sometimes that 60-second commercial could take over an hour to produce. You had to voice it, write it, script, edit it, and then mix it. And over the years, I've done many of them, and I'm going to sample some of that stuff today. One in particular that I'm most proud of. In 2007, here in Sydney, we're ready to launch our first classic rock station, Max 98.3. And I was a part of that. And they came to me and said, we want you to produce a promo profile on the new rock station. So we something we could play to our clients to get them to buy into the new rock station, and a sample of what we're going to be playing. So the old CHER, Cheer, dissolved. AM became an FM station, became Max. So this was the profile I wrote and produced for Max FM. 2007, here it is.
Remembering 50 years of radio with Phil Thompson. Coming in May, the seasons are changing. Cape Breton's first real new radio station in 40 years. This is Max FM.
Max 98.3, classic rock hits.
Destined to become the most powerful radio station on the island.
Max 98.3. Classic rock hits. Cape Breton's newest FM station. Take it to the max at 98.3.
I was born in a class by hurricane. When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful. A miracle.
The Rolling Stones, The Doors, Van Halen, AC/DC, Neil Young, Aerosmith.
Max 98.3.
It's 100,000 watts of rock.
Leaving home, out on the road.
Jump at your chance to be on board now. Max FM 98.3.
Hi, Scotty Graham. Just had a flashback to 1976, working part-time at CJCB, when this young guy by the name of Phil Thompson moved in from Pictou County. And, you know, who would have thought that 50 years later, he'd still be working in radio? He's done a lot for the community, too. I mean, he has entrenched himself here, got buried here, raised his kids here, became a Rotarian here. Phil, 50 years of radio, and still sounding as young as ever. Hope you have a great one, and congratulations.
Tide was high, was all I could do to keep.
trouble on the way. No end in sight for all this rain. Well, I should have seen it coming. Your skies were gray. No end in sight for all this pain. Close my eyes, it was up to my knees, and your pretty little face was all I could see. Kept them tied and I climbed the bank. I was out of harm when the edges sank. Oh, the storm was a brewing. There was trouble on the way. No end in sight for all this rain. Well, I should have seen it coming. Your skies were gray. No end in sight for all this. Something I could do or say to keep me afloat and make you stay. But you've had enough, you've had enough, and the rain won't stop if we keep this up. Oh, the storm was a ruin, there was trouble on the way. No wind in sight for all this rain. Well, I should have seen it coming. Your skies were gray.
There's a dancer on the floor, there's drink upon the table, and there's one to call for more. There's Gaelic in the fiddle, like the Gaelic in the glen. As songs take on new meaning, boy, she's getting dark again. Getting dark again, getting dark again. For the second time since we got up, it's getting dark again. There was tea and tunes this morning, or was it yesterday, when friends and fiddles gathered, and friends and fiddles played. There was lots of those were good times, and do you remember when? But that was jigs and reels ago. She's getting dark again, getting dark again, getting dark again. For the second time since we got up, it's getting dark again. Now if any of you are slighted by the deeds that now are done, by the fellowship of music and the fantasy of fun, we'd like to say we're sorry, shed a tear for you, but then we haven't got the time right now. It's getting dark again, getting dark again, getting dark again. For the second time since we got up, it's getting dark. There's a piper in the corner, there's a dancer on the floor, there's drink upon the table, there's one to call for more, and there's Gaelic in the fiddle, like the Gaelic in the glen. And as songs take on new meaning, boy, she's getting dark again, getting dark again, getting dark again. For the second time since we got up, it's getting dark. Getting dark again, getting dark again. For the second time since we got up, it's getting dark again. Yeah.
Coast 89.7, Buddy McDonald, one of my favorites, Getting Dark Again. It's it's a heritage song now, right? It's in the Hall of Fame. 10:49 here on this Thursday morning, May 13th, the 50th anniversary show. Smitty in the Morning. Everybody remembers Ian Smith on, well, I guess you were there a couple of times when I look at the Light Rock Weekends. Yeah. Remember that stuff?
Yeah, I started in 84. I was there till 89. I came back in 04 till 08.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Many stories. Smitty and I worked together for many years, and one I want to tell about the Anne Murray concert. Got to meet Anne Murray backstage at Center 200, the big show, and you can tell the story. You know,
well, what happened was, I remember it was June 10th, 1987. You called me around supper time. You said Don Brown Sr. had said to you there was two passes, one for AM, one for FM. He wanted an announcer from each station. So, you said... Remember, there was no seating. Just it was a pass to get
That's
in.
That's right, pass to get in.
Yeah, so we get in there. We're driving in. We're thinking, where are we going to go? So anyway, we pulled up. It was presented by Ford of Canada. And I was driving a two-tone 81 Escort. Two-tone, mud and rust, right? So we pulled up to the main doors at Center 200, suit and ties on. Young guy working the parking lot, I rolled down the window. I said, yeah, we're from Ford of Canada. He said, oh, you're fine right there, sir. That's fine.
We had premium parking right at the front of the building.
And you looked at me, you said, Smitty, what just happened? How did you do that? And we came out of the concert. There's my 81 Escort. We get in, and we were thinking, where are we going to sit?
Yeah.
Who do we run into? Nipper Libis.
Yes, right. Yeah.
We sat in the Olin's box.
That's right, too. Yeah, the Olin's box.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, Center 200.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun back in the day.
Oh, man. I'll tell you, so many events have taken place, so many different promotions we're involved in, and it's good to be part of all that. And you were a big part of that. I mean, doing the morning show is a lot of responsibility.
Yeah, it was fun. Really was. It was fun. Once you were up, that was the hard part, but once the fresh air hit, you were okay, ready to go.
Yeah.
But we were just talking before we went on the air about how much WKRP really wasn't far off the mark, because really the stuff that went on an everyday basis was just par for the course. We didn't really think
you know, it was radio people that wrote that show.
It was former
DJs that actually wrote that WKRP. Yeah. And I could relate to every one of those characters.
Well, I can bet. Especially you.
And worked with them.
Yeah, because you started off swing, then worked your way up.
Yeah.
But I got a question. Whatever happened to Inez?
Who?
Inez.
Inez. What's that?
She used to do your back rubs on Sundays. Remember that?
Oh,
you remember that?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's going way back.
That's when you first started. You used to have a
Million Sellers Weekend, it was called.
You used to have a back rub.
Yeah, that's right. So
you even forgot about that, didn't you?
It's a long story. Yeah. It's a long story.
But I remember you were your basic Phil Thompson back in the day, and I just want to say congratulations and another 50 more.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Can I borrow your key?
I'll take it right back. My key to the city. Go ahead. Yes, you can
have
it today. Yeah.
Great to see you. All the best.
Ian Smith here on my 50th anniversary show. We're going to play another clip for you. Can we do it now or after the commercial? Oh, we're going to do it now? Okay. This is clip number McMaster, Rankin Family. Okay. This is some of the old promos. These groups aren't coming, so you know it's not new. Here's a clip of some old production stuff. Here we go.
Remembering 50 years of radio with Phil Thompson.
CJCB and 94.9 The K present Two Fiddles, Two Pianos, and a special show for Atlantic Canada. This Monday night, November 17th at 7:30 at the Member 2 Training Convention Center. Don't miss Natalie McMaster and Danelle Leahy together. Get your reserved theater seating now. Tickets on sale at the box office, 539-2300. This Monday night at 7:30, don't miss Two Fiddles, Two Pianos, one great show for Atlantic Canada. Natalie McMaster and Danelle Leahy at the Member 2 Trading Convention Center. The Rankin Family, live in concert, Friday, November the 5th, at Member 2 Trading Convention Center. Don't miss the Rankin Family. Doors open at 7, showtime 8 p.m. Tickets and the Member 2 Trading Convention Center box office, 539-2300. Reworking their new and time-honored hits, Raylene, Jimmy, Cookie, and Heather get up close and personal. The Rankin Family with special guest Michael Bernard Fitzgerald at the Member 2 Trading Convention Center. Presented by 94.9 The Cape.
Are you heading out today? Make sure to stop by the Mayflower Mall and look for these organizations in the Coast 89.7 community space. Friday, see Special Olympics, KOC Y Club Chase the Ace, and U11 Atlantic Hockey. Saturday, look for Holy Cross Parish, Shriners, and Island Martial Arts Center. And Sunday, look for Cape Breton Miracle Athletes and Island Martial Arts Center. The Coast 89.7 and the Mayflower Mall, proudly supporting all nonprofit organizations and the community. The Mayflower Mall, our mall.
Spring is not just in the air, it's also on the showroom floor at Rona Stevens Home Center. Drop in and sit on their patio sets and outdoor furniture. See their fire tables or imagine yourself cooking on their barbecues and smokers. Whether you're putting on a new deck, finally putting up that garage, or building your dream home, Rona has the designs, ideas, and expertise to get it done right. Spring is in the air at Rona Stevens Home Center, locally owned and Canadian proud, 199 Townsend Street in Sydney.
The ECMAs are coming, May 20th to 24th, and Cape Breton musicians are nominated. Here is an ECMA artist profile for Mike McKenna Jr., presented by McDonald's Restaurants of Cape Breton.
Summer is just around the corner, but McDonald's restaurants are ready with a new McCafe lineup. Try a new vanilla chai or cold coffee frappe. If iced coffee is your thing, McDonald's McCafe has the salted caramel or French vanilla premium roast iced coffees. And McDonald's McCafe now carries an oat milk ice brew along with a new sugar-free syrup iced coffee. When you're on the road and need a cool iced drink, it must be McCafe at McDonald's restaurants of Cape Breton.
Mike McKenna Jr. was born in Glace Bay and raised beside the Mira River. A singer-songwriter who uses his Eastern industrial Cape Breton upbringing as a cornerstone of his music. A raspy, soulful voice with a warm indie folk Americana sound. McKenna's music speaks honestly through carefully chosen narratives. He has four award-winning albums to his name and is currently nominated for the 2026 ECMA Roots Release of the Year for his song, Smoky Mountain High.
It's National Nurses Week. Celebrate and thank the healthcare professionals that contribute so much to our communities and well-being. This message from Perry's Gym and Fitness Center, 1 Sampson Street, Glace Bay, the place to go for health and fitness. Call 902-849-0881.
Here's how to have a stress-free renovation. Visit Gillis Home Building Center. They have everything you need for your next home project. See their incredible selection of building materials, everything from insulation, drywall, and flooring to paint, trim, and doors. They have a wide assortment of hand and power tools to make the job easy. Earn scene points on every purchase. They're your one-stop renovation destination. So before you start your next renovation, visit Gillis Home Building Center, 1076 Kings Road, Sydney River.
Middays on the Coast are brought to you by Roger Burns Real Estate Limited.
Call me at 902-564-4447. If my sign is on your lawn, you're moving.
Okay, 10:56. We're back here for the next couple of minutes before news time. And listen, it's my show, okay? Dave Wilson and Gary Andrea, two big names from the past and radio are here. Good to have you guys here, man.
Nice to see you again, Phil.
Good to see you. Thanks for coming in. I appreciate
that. Pride and joy of Clarenville, Newfoundland.
Oh, he's from Pictou.
No, Pictou County. Yeah, Pictou.
We're having a Phil Thompson day over in Clarenville.
Dave, what's going on? I didn't want to put you on, but you're on.
I'm on, yes. Okay. Right. Well, a few inaccuracies that I've heard so far this morning.
Okay.
Number one, I started in 76 at CJCB. I was at CJCB Television, and I was working weekends at CJCB Radio, and that's when you came in 76.
Yes, I've already told the people that.
You didn't tell them I was there, though.
No, well, but then that was Fred not Denny really important.
And Fred Denny gets all the time. He goes, I'm Fred Denny. You know, well, no, that's okay. We're here to correct. Go ahead, Gary, your turn.
Yeah. No, I'm just happy to hear, join Phil on his final show, and it's...
it's not my final show.
What did they do?
No.
Bill Bradley told me. No.
No, I'm still going to be here tomorrow. So
what?
Listen,
we thought this was your final
show
ever.
This is a 50th anniversary marker, okay? So,
the only reason we're here is because I thought there'd be no more you.
Actually, I did take a peek at the ratings on the way in, Phil, and maybe it should be.
You had to bring that up.
But listen, was it hard to get a pass from the home to come to the show today?
It was pretty easy. Just tell them, it's my 50th anniversary show, so I get up.
Is there any cruise ships in?
Yes.
Fred Denny
and him are referred, and Jay Bedford, too. Yeah. I mean, Come on, guys, you're dinosaurs.
Those are the guys I started working with way back when, yeah, along with yourself.
Dinosaurs.
Yeah.
We're like dinosaurs right now. You shouldn't still be on the air. You should be out collecting money on the street somewhere for some service or...
That's basically what's
So is there a message you want to bring today or you just want to... You know.
Just love and peace, Phil.
Love and peace, okay. All right.
See you on your final show. I'm just so proud to say that I've been on it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's you've been a good guy.
Yeah.
Good friend.
We're saying how many people worked in the newsroom back then? I think we had like 12 or 13 reporters, didn't we?
We had 12 full-time. 12,
wow.
12 full-time.
Hard to believe.
You're cutting us off now?
Yeah. Are we cut off yet?
No.
Okay.
We got more to say.
Okay. What else do you want to say then?
Well, I wanted to say that before... This is the, you know, fake news before about all great stuff about the jocks and all that at the radio station. And usually and Gary will back me up on this, because what happened was that when you went for a job at the radio station at CJCB, smart ones went to the newsroom.
Oh, absolutely.
So smart ones went into be jocks. Okay?
That's right, yeah.
And you can't remember a lot of your nighttime jock work because there was like smoke in the control room. And
not true.
Yeah, no, it's very true. Reefer stuff. And it was all over the place back then.
So I don't
even know how you guys remember what you were doing back in the 70s.
You know, you like to stir it up, don't you?
You know, Phil, congratulations on 50 years.
Thank you. Yeah.
I still think it should be your final show, but I'll talk to Bill.
Are you going to be serious there for a second?
Yeah.
No.
But I want to say,
congratulations, man.
Thank you.
What an achievement.
Thank you so much.
Amazing.
Dave Wilson, Gary Andrea.
And there's no better way for us to go out than maybe let's have a little news update or something.
Okay. Let's do that. Should we update the news?
Let's
do that.
Keeping Cape Breton informed. This is the Coast 89.7 News.
Good morning. I'm Bobby Nock. News this hour for Breton Wealth Management.
Whether you're approaching retirement or looking to start investing for your future, Breton Wealth Management will customize a plan that's right for you and your family. If you're a business owner and want to offer group benefits for your employees, Breton Wealth will create a plan that works. And if you or your business needs to review your insurance coverage, Breton Wealth Management will find the insurance best for you. Plan for your future at Breton Wealth Management.
People can now identify as an ethnic Cape Bretoner on the long form.